Welcome, welcome, welcome everybody back to another episode of the Transistor Plan, your go-to podcast for transgender history. I am your host, Mari, and it is always a pleasure to be hosting you all with brand new episodes of Transgender History today. If you are new, I welcome you to a brand new episode of the Transistor Plan. We dive deep into the rich, inclusive lives of transgender stories and events of history as it relates to the community. And, you know, I feel like it's great to have a podcast like this to just learn more and to just be more indulged in the things that's hard to come by, you know? So if you are new, thank you for checking out today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, of course. And also, if you have not yet, my apologies, please subscribe whenever you can. I think you're going to love what this podcast has to offer moving forward. And I'm hoping you can share this out with some other people who might also be interested, you know. If you are a returnee, thank you so much for continuing to support. Without you, this podcast won't be great without you. You know, we need your ears. And also, let's just hear more about what you have to say about it, too, as well. With that, I have a great topic for you all today. I would like to put a disclosure up ahead of time that the terminology that I'm going to mention today first is going to be the old terminology used in the previous decades. I will be swapping out that terminology for the proper terminology used to describe what we'll be talking about today. So I don't want anyone to think that I'm saying this as a derogatory term or anything like that. This is a part of the history books, but I am a guy who is not a fan of using the old terminologies, you know, today in order to describe what's the appropriate word for how everyone should be, you know. Basically, I want to be able to provide the correct terminology, you know, in a more appropriate and respectful terminology. That's it. I'm trying to figure out the correct words to say. So with that, today's context and our topic of today is going to be regarding the Florida hermaphrodites. Now, like I said, I'm not going to be using the H word moving forward, but I just want you all to know the terminology that was used during this research. Instead of the H word, which is a derogatory term now, I'm going to be using the terminology intersex to describe the for the rest of the episode moving forward, just as a heads up. But I just want to provide you all with the title and let you all know as a disclaimer ahead of time that the H word will not be used moving forward in this podcast. I'll be swapping out the H word with the intersex terminology now. Now, let's turn back into a time in the year of 1564 to a lesser known yet incredibly actually significant historical incident that took place in what is now known as Florida. We're going to be diving deep into the story of the Florida intersex, a group of individuals who existed outside the traditional male-female gender binary. And this story not only sheds a light on the often overlooked part of history, but also has had a profound and lasting impact also on the transgender community as well. So our journey begins over four centuries ago in the swamps and marshlands of Florida. In 1564, European explorers discovered and documented a group of individuals who did not fit neatly into the traditional gender binary. These individuals were referred to by the explorers as hermaphrodites. And like I said, I'm not going to be using that word move forward, a term that has evolved to intersex now, obviously. Although the terminology and understanding of gender diversity has significantly evolved since that time. Now, like I said, I just want to just put that in there so that you all can get a little bit more context. But like I said, moving forward, I'll be using the terminology of intersex. the significance of this documentation cannot be overstated, right? For one, it boldly challenged the Eurocentric perspective of gender as a binary construct, right? A view that held sway in Europe at the time. While we know today that people who do not fit strictly into the male-female binary have existed throughout history and across cultures, this event marked one of the earliest European recognitions of this fact. Historically, there have been numerous instances of cultures acknowledging and accepting more than two genders, from the Hijras of South Asia to two-spirit individuals and many indigenous cultures of the Americas. Gender diversity has been a part of human societies for centuries, and the story of the Florida intersex serves as a vivid example of this recognition. You know, the importance of the Florida intersex expands far beyond the 16th century. This event has echoed throughout time, influencing and impacting the modern transgender community in profound ways. The acknowledgement of the existence of people who do not fit into the traditional gender binary has been a crucial part of the ongoing fight for transgender rights today. Now, as we think about these European explorers discovering and documenting a group of individuals who don't fit into the traditional gender binary, we talk about really how gender diversity is not a new or modern concept, right? Like I said earlier, throughout history, many cultures around the world have recognized and accommodated for more than two genders. And with these cultures, gender diversity has always been a part of human societies for centuries. I mentioned this in a previous podcast episode, that is part of season three, the very first one, the erasure and reclamation of gender diversity. And it talks about how colonization has twisted our minds to believing that the gender binary that we know today is what we should be sticking by. And they erased the diversity of gender and how fluidity has always been around for centuries, because they felt as though it didn't fit their ideology, right? So I want you all to listen to that episode whenever you get a chance. Not now, obviously. I want you all to finish out this episode. But I really want you all to pay very close attention to that story and how I think that story will really evolve how we move forward into a more inclusive and accepting society. We need to get away from what we've been learning since colonization and or just from, well, it's really from colonization. Like most of the things that we know today that, you know, people find obnoxious or, you know, not the standard or the societal norm is because of colonization. And I feel as though if we learn from what happened during colonization and the reason why, we can really have a new open mind to what the future could look like in stopping things that have been quote unquote brainwashed into our brains. I'm not going to go too deeper into that. Just listen to that episode. Another thing I'm thinking about too, really, is the historical evidence of the non-binary existence, right? Now, you know, a lot of people like to put together like intersex being, you know, kind of one or the other, whether you're like in the community or you're not, you know, is this considered to be non-binary? I think it all depends on the person. I don't ever want to put my thoughts and opinions about how somebody identifies and expresses themselves into anyone else. I want whoever the person is who identifies as that gender identity to make the decision on whether or not they want to be included into something like the trans community. The term transgender is an umbrella term to include, you know, those who are gender nonconforming, gender queer, intersex, non-binary. So, you know, it's an umbrella term. So sometimes you may hear people who are intersex might not technically claim themselves as transgender, you know, because it's more of like a personal thing and a personal preference. And I want to give whoever may identify as that the ability to make that decision. But I like to, like I said, keep intersecting the transgender umbrella terminology at the very least, which is why it's being a part of this. So same thing goes for like non-binary too as well. When we think about the story of the Florida intersex and the documentation of that and how it provided, you know, some historical evidence of the existence of people who exist outside of the traditional male or female gender binary, these records basically serve as a testament to the fact that individuals who do not fit into that gender binary have existed throughout history. It's a really big thing to think about, but like I said, it's just something that's not technically new either. But it's good that we had the documentation available to be able to hear these stories in a platform like this, and obviously books or histories and things like that, to be able to have these stories be expanded out to larger platforms for those who may not know, right? I also like to think about, you know, rethinking gender norms too, right? How these historical events actually challenged the rigid understanding of gender and opened up a conversation about the diversity of human gender expression, you know, serving as a reminder that gender identity is not binary, but exists on a spectrum. I like to talk about the spectrum because I always do it for my client presentations. Whenever I do any speeches or presentations and stuff like that, I always start off with the spectrum of gender identity and sexuality. Because most of these people don't know that that's a spectrum. And I won't go too deep into it. I might do this like a separate episode. But gender identity and sexuality are all on the spectrum. They can vary over time. But there's like no, I won't say there's no right or wrong, but like I said, a lot of people just think that it's one or the other, which is just the two genders that we are all aware of. But in reality, it's a spectrum, because you can be intersex, which is what I like to say, kind of like in that middle spot of gender. And that is what gives things a spectrum in today's times. You know, the same thing goes with like identity, same thing, right? So it's just something I like to think about, and I like to kind of mention to people. I think they're very shocked whenever I talk about how it's on the spectrum, and actually having a visual representation too as well is extremely, extremely mind-boggling, if you ask me, for those who attend my sessions or then attend my speeches. I also talk about the influence. I think about the influence of the past on the present, right? Our understanding of the world today is often shaped by the past. And these historical instances show that our understanding of gender and identity is an ongoing process of learning, unlearning, and even relearning. Because it's influenced by the events and narratives of the past. Like I said, that we are seeing today that have either been hidden from us and tried to basically be like kept shut too as well, you know? How about also to think on the ongoing fight for inclusivity, right? Despite these historical evidences of gender diversity, there is still much work that has to be done really to build a more inclusive society that respects and values all gender identities. And the acknowledgement of the existence of people who do not fit into those traditional gender binaries is a crucial part really on the ongoing fight. And when I say this, like I said, it's for the umbrella term of transgender rights. One of my favorites to think about in this too is, and I kind of mentioned this earlier, is like that exploration and the role of exploration of open-mindedness. this story here, like I said, serves really as a testament to how exploration and open-mindedness can lead to revelations that challenge existing norms and open up new arenas of understanding, right? It emphasizes the importance of maintaining an open mind and a willingness really to question and challenge existing norms and beliefs today. And then lastly, one I could think about too is gender diversity and human rights, right? This story is a powerful reminder that the understanding and acknowledgement of gender diversity is not a trend, but an essential part of respecting human dignity and also rights. It underscores the need for societal acceptance and respect for all forms of gender identity, which is really the point of this podcast, but also too, just an important part of evolution too. So the story of the Florida intersex is a powerful reminder that this isn't a new concept, but like I said, something that's been an integral part of human societies for centuries. And like I said, it just reminds us that the understanding and acknowledgement of this diversity is not a trend. So it's just, like I said, our everyday human rights, right? So by really revisiting this chapter of history, we can learn a lot about the past and our present and how it offers us insights on the complexities of gender, the fluidity of identity, and the resilience of communities as well. And like I said, it's just a stark reminder, really, right, of the work that we still need to do to be more inclusive in this society, but also to just pay respect and value to all the gender identities that are out there in today's world. So with that, I thank you all for joining today's podcast. You can follow us on social media at TransSMPlan on both Instagram and also Twitter. You can follow me, the host, Mari, at MariWorld. That is MariWorld. And please go to our website too as well at www.transitionplan.com to sign up for our newsletter. This allows you to get, pre-written information on episodes that will be releasing within the weeks and just more information regardless too about the podcast as well. Like our Patreon that will be dropping really soon because I want people to get a little bit more than the average 15 to 20 minutes that I give. There's going to be a lot of different benefits in there that you will see momentarily, but I'll keep that up today. So just sign up for our newsletter on there. And please just subscribe so that you can stay up to date for any brand new episodes that's coming in the near future. So with that, I thank you all so much for listening in. Please tell a friend about the podcast. And I hope to see you all next week with some new friends. Thank you so much, guys.